We are in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, in the middle of the sugya. So in order to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just go over quickly the Gemara and Rashi and Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. Let us start from the second Shura and Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. We are speaking about a Kaisel Shel Aveda Zorah that fell down. So the Gemara says, Avonov ve'eitzov ve'aforov metamim kesheretz. That the Avodah Zarah is metame kesheretz. In other words, which is tumas mageh. Shenemar shakeh teshaktenu. That is the svara of the Tanakame. Shakeh teshaktenu is a lotion of a sheret. So we learn that from this pasuk, which is speaking about Avodah Zarah, that it is Tomei Kisheret. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kenida. Rabbi Kiva says that it is, that Avodah Zarah is Metame Kenida, Shenemar Tizreim Kemoidova. Saposik in Yeshaya that we say you should throw away the Avodah Zarah, it is like a Dova Anida. Manido Metame Bemase, Af Avodah Zarah Metame Bemase. Let's skip a line and let's go further. Va'omar Rab, b'mase dekuli alma loypligi demetame. So Rabbi says that even though it would seem there is a machloikis if Avodah Zarah is metame b'mase, the Tanakama holds it's kisheret, it's only metame b'mago, and Rabbi Kiva holds b'mase. So Rabbi says no, that is not true. B'masa dekula almi loy pligi de metame. Everyone holds that it is metame b'masa. Why? The ho iskish l'nida. There's a hekish to nida. And just like nida is metame b'masa, so memele avaydazar is also metame b'masa. So that means, if a person will carry an avaydazar, he will zicha become tame, even though he didn't touch the avaydazar. Ki pligi be'even mismo. The machloikis, Rabbi Kivin, the Chachomim is be'even mismo, and Rashi explains even mismo means as follows. Even mismo means that there is a stone resting on two supports, and there's a space in between. Over the stone there's an Avodah Zarah, and in the space between the bottom of the stone and the ground, there are some kalim over there. Now, the uniqueness of this case is that theoretically this is not masa, because masa means that the zav or the avodah zarah is resting, placing pressure on whatever is underneath it. In this case of even misma, we are speaking about that. Let's say a zav or avodah zarah is resting on the stone, and the stone has two supports on each side. So therefore, whatever is underneath the stone is not under the kovid of the tumah, which is over the stone, and the stone is not mekabel tumah. So this is a unique type of masa. That means it's ke'ilu. It is ke'ilu that the things on the bottom of the stone are carrying the avodah zarah or the nida which is on top of the stone. This is a unique masa. So that's what Rabbi says. Ki pligi be'even mismo. The machloikis, the tanekame, and Rabbi Kiva is in a unique masa what a nida has. Does avodah zarah have this unique masa or not? Rabbi Kiva Savar Kenida. There's a hekish to need it, so it is exactly like Nida. Manida mitama bevan misma. Just like Nida's mitama bevan misma, avidizore mitama bevan misma. There's a hekish, it is mamish all dinam of Nida. So it's mekabel tume aposhete maso, if the avidizore is mamish resting on it, or the mechudishnike maso of even misma. The Rabbonon Savri, and the Rabbonon hold, no, there is a hekish to sheretz, ki sheretz, ma sheretz loy metamo be'even mismo, af avodah zarah loy metamo be'even mismo. So the Chachomim made a pshore. The Chachomim said, that there's a hekesh to sheret, there's a hekesh to nidah, so it has to have a similarity to both. So what is the similarity? It is doima to nidah that is metama b'masa, and it is doima to sheret that it is not metama b'evin misma, which is a unique masa. That is the svare of the chachamim. And Rabbi Kiva holds it is completely hukish l'nidah, that it has all the dinim of nidah. So the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchese Iskish L'Sheret. So in what way is it similar to Sheret? If it has all Tumas Nidah, so what way is it similar to Sheret? So the Gemara answers, Limisham Sheho. The Hekish we do not need for Avodah Zarah. We need the Hekish for Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. Misham Shei Avodah Zarah is like a Sheret, is only Metama B'Maget. Avodah Zarah is metame kenida, that has the yisrein tumis of nida, it's metame b'masa u'be'evin misma. Ula Rabbonon, so the Gemara asks now, according to the Rabbonon, lemai ilchese iskish lenida l'masa. So according to the Rabbonon, we have here that the Torah says it has some dinim of sheret, some dinim of nida. And it comes out, the kugel is that it's metame b'masa, that's a little bit like nida. It's not metame b'evin misma, so that's a little bit like sheret. So the Gemara asks, so l'rabbono, l'may hilchese iskish l'nida l'masa. And we have this pshara, we have this kugel, it's a little like sheret and a little like nida. The luksha rachmona l'nevela. Instead of making two akashim, one hekesh to sheret, in one hekesh to nida, in coming out that it's metame b'masa, not b'evin misma, have one straight hekesh, that avodah zarah is like nevela, and we know nevela is metame b'masa, it's not metame b'evin misma, so why didn't the Torah make a straight hekesh? So the Gemara answers, ein achinami. If the only reason these two psukim had been written would be to tell us that avodah zarah is metame b'masa, the Torah would have been makish avodah zarah to nevela. Now why was the Torah makish avodah zarah to nida? For a different reason. Eloma nida eina le'evorim, af avodah zarah eina le'evorim. So Rashi explains as follows, that nida, there's an isha has tumas nida. If an isha will sit on a stone that is resting on two supports and there are kelim underneath it, so those kelim are metame be'evin misma. What if an eiver of this isha will be on the stone? Let's say an eiver of this isha was cut off and put on top of the stone. So the eiver does not have tumas nida to be metame be'evin misma. So who adin, if you'll have an avodah zarah that's made out of many limbs, and you'll take off one limb, one complete limb from the avodah zarah, so it is like nida. So just like nida, the whole tumas nida only applies when on the whole isha, not on an eiver of a nida. So adin avodah zarah, the whole tumah of avodah zarah applies only when it is a complete avodah zarah. But when we have one limb of the avodah zarah, there is no tumas avodah zarah. Af avodah zarah eino le'evor. Frag de gemore veloho de boi rabchome barguria. So, it comes out so far, let us just summarize. According to Rabbi said as follows, the chachomim hold that avodah zarah is metame b'mase. B'mage u'b'mase. It is not metame b'evin misma. Rabbi Kiva holds that avodah zarah is metame b'mage b'masa b'evin misma. The reason of the chachomim is because they make up shore. There's one pasuk says it's doime l'sheret, one pasuk says it's doime l'nideh. So we say it's doime l'sheret, that it is not metame b'evin misma. It is doime l'nideh, that it is metame b'masa. That is the svara of the chachomim. And the svara of Rabbi Kiva is it's completely daimet tenide, so it's metame b'mage b'masa b'evin misma, and the posik that's metame t'sheretz is not, we don't need at all for avodah zarah, that is coming for mishamshei avodah zarah. So, and the Gemara says, according to the Chachomim, the reason the Torah made this whole kugel of to be makishet to nida and sheretz is really to tell us that it has the kulis of nida, that just like a nida is not metama leivorim, is a avodah zarah is also not metama leivorim. So the Gemara asks, v'loha de boi Rav Chome bar Gurye. So the Gemara says, Eivazai, Rav Chome bar Gurye will clear a shalom daf pegimel amad beis. Avodah zarah yeshna leivorim oy eina leivorim. He clears the shaila, is there a tumas eivorim by avodah zarah? Tivshit leimaho de la rabbonon ein leivorim. We just said, according to the rabbonon, it is eiskishpal that there is no tumas eivorim. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chome bar Gurye alibe de Rav Akiva boilo. Rav Chome bar Gurye cleared according to Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva, we do not have any proof that Avodah Zarah is the coolest of Nida, because according to Rav Akiva, the reason the Torah was makish Avodah Zarah to Nida, to tell us it has all the chumras of Nida. That is Shitas Rabbe. The Rabbi Lozor Omar, and Rabbi Lozor says, this machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is as follows. Be'evin misma de kula alma loy pligi. Be'evin misma, this unique nin of masi, that neither has, everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah does not have. The loy metame, it is not metame. Ki pligi be masa, the whole machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is, does Avodah Zarah have tumas masa? Rabbi Kiva sovar ki nida, ma nida metama b'masa, av Avodah Zarah metama b'masa. Rabbonin sovri ki sheretz, ma sheretz le metama b'masa, av Avodah Zarah le metama b'masa. According to Rabbi Lozor, the loshen of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is kipshutai, the Chachamim hold that Avodah Zarah is only metama b'mage, and Rabbi Kiva holds Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. But even misma, everyone agrees that it is not metame. Now let us skip over to the Gemara Daf Pei Gimel Omed Aleph. And the first line, where the lines start getting wide, the third word, Meisvei. This, more or less, we were up to this kasha. We'll start over from this kasha. Meisvei. Now, but now we are clear, we have clear the machloikis, Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi, in the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Meisvei. The Baraisa says as follows. Nochi v'nochis. A goy and a goite. We will see soon that a goy and a goite have a din mi the Rabbonon like a zov and a zova. The Rabbonon gave them a tuma zov and zova. Nochi v'nochis. Avodah Zarah u'meshamsheho. Say Avodah Zarah, say the meshamshe Avodah Zarah. Hein, they are tomei. V'loi haseiton. But if a person will carry them, this is the havamin of the Gemara, that person will not become tomei. This is hein v'loi haseiton. They are tomei. And but if a person carries them, it does not become tummy. Rabbi Kiva Oimar Hein Veheseitam. Rabbi Kiva says that if a person carries them, he also becomes tummy. So looking at this Baraisa Kipshutoi, this is mamish like Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo said, according to the Chachomim, there's no tumas masa by Avodah Zarah. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there is tumas masa. And the Gemara learned Haseiton meant if someone carried them. So mamish, this Barais is mamish like Rabbi Lozor. The Barais says, Nochi v'nochis, Avodah Zarah, Misham Sheo, Hein, if you touch them, you tamei. V'loi Haseiton, but if you carry them, you are not tamei. And Rabbi Kiva Oima, Hein v'Haseiton. That's how if you touch them, say if you carry them, you are tummy. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime l'Rabbi Elozor neche. According to Rabbi Elozor, this Bereis is givaldik. This Bereis says mamish what Rabbi Elozor said. The whole machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is there a tumis masui by Avodah Zarah. Elo l'Rabbe kashe. Of according to Rabbe, Rabbe says everyone holds that there's a tumis masa by Avodah Zarah. The machlokes is there a tumis even misma? But a tumis masa everyone holds. Elo l'Rabbe kashe. Omer l'chol Rabbe. So Rabbi says, you're asking a kasha on me. Will it taimech, according to you, how do you learn pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa tells us, speaking about four different things. Nochi v'nochis, that's two, avodah zarah three, shamshel four. Let's talk about nochi v'nochis. Nochi v'nochis, nami, it says, hein, they are tameh, if you will touch them, you're tameh. But if you'll carry them, you are not tummy. Now, is that true? Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. So the Baraisa says as follows, Bnei Yisrael mitamin bezive. There's a tumas zive by Bnei Yisrael. Ve'ein nochim mitamin bezive. Minatayre, there's no tumas zive by goyim. Avol gozru aleim, but the Rabbonon wa goyzer, Sheyehei kezavin lechol devrayim. That midarabonon agoy in agoy tevadin of a zavin azavin. So Rabbi is asking, so how can you learn pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa says nochi v'nochis. Hein v'loy heseiton. That means if you touch them, you're tummy. But if you carry them, you're not tummy. That cannot be. Because everyone is moide. That a nochi v'nofis midarabonon have a din of zovim l'chol divrayim. In other words, that they are mitame b'masa, just like the mitame b'mage. So how could you learn this pshat in the Baraisa? Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Rashi is the second line when the lines start getting narrow from the top. Hochi galsina. Nochi v'nochis v'avidizore emisham sheho. B'loi garsinen maga nochi v'nochis. Which just says nochi v'nochis. Now Rashi says, what's nochi v'nochis? She gozru chachomim aleihen tumazovim. The Rabbonon said that they have tumazovim. Hein v'loi haseiton. Kasal kedaitoch. The Gemara learned now. Haseiton mashma. What does haseiton mean? Shehu sotu, they were carried. Dahainu masa, they were carried. V'loi kishar hesetos shebahashas. Usually, tumis hesed means something else. V'mashmoi shehatomai hisit ha'achirim. Tumis hesed usually means that, let's say, a zov moved something else. That is the normal type of tumis hesed. But the Gemara and the Havamina understood that here a seiton means that someone carried them. So the Gemara said, Bishloim el Abeloza neche. According to Abeloza, it's very good. Diktoni veloi heseiton demashme deloi mitame bemase. That hein veloi heseiton, that they are tummy, that by the Zohar is tummy, but if you carry it, it is not tummy. That's mamish what Abeloza said according to the Chachomim. Ulekamon porich, later the Gemara is going to ask, my hein. What does hein mean? Hein v'loye seita. I hein t'meim koma, if hein means that they are tome, pshite. So that, it doesn't have to say that. Hash te heseiton tome, you have a diun. If the heset is tome or not, hein mi boy. So you have to talk about that they are tomei, and the hesed will clear a shayla. Vashteitzach, if you're crying about the hesed, so these things are zicha tomei. Hochi iboi leila misni, magon v'loye seitan. If the Tana wants to differentiate between tumas mag and tumas hesed, so he should have said, magon tomei, if you touch them, you'll become tomei. If you carry them, you won't become tomei. So the hein is a sore thumb. And because of this hain, we're going to make a whole mapecha later. But we are not up to the mapecha as yet. So the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Lozer, it's gewaldic, because the Tanikami says, hain v'loy ha-seiton by avodah zarah, and that's mamish what he said, that avodah zarah is only mitamba b'magen, not b'mase. And Rabbi Kiva says, hain v'ha-seiton, that avodah zarah is mitamba b'magen u'v'mase. That's mamish how Rabbi Lozer learned pshat, in the Machloikis Abikim and the Chachamim. But the Gemara asks, but still according to Rabbi Lozo, Nochi v'Nochis is very schwer. How could you say Nochi v'Nochis hein v'loya seiton? The Chachamim said, Osen Zovim l'chol divrayim. Alme, if a Zov is l'chol divrayim, Alme metame b'masa, so he's metame b'masa also. The Eloi metamu elo b'mage, if a Nochi is only metame b'mage, Mike is of him, so the marshal isn't good. He's not like a zov. Laimikit mei meisim. A tome meis is also metama b'maga. Nava tumel b'metama person to become a rishon l'tumel. But if he said zovin, vaistois, it has a din of mamish a zov, and it's metama b'masa. So if zov is doch zeh shver, I feel according to Rabbi Loza, what is pshat in the baraisa? Nochi v'nochis hein v'lo yaseita. Elo. So let us see the next Rashi. Ha mishabeshtei. So when we look at this Baraisa, we have to realize that there's a grais in the Baraisa. There are words missing. Uboi leterutze. We have to farenfod. We have to fill in words. No, as long as we have a green light to fill in words in the Baraisa, so now all problems are solved. Verabe metaret letaimei. Verabe loza letaimei. Each person, as long as he can fill in words, so each person will fill in the words that they should fit l'shitosai. So let us see how the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says as follows: Elo rabo mitaritz l'taimei. So now we are filling in words. Nochi v'nochis, nochi v'nochis, hein detomei v'heseiton. If you'll carry them detomei v'even mismo shalahem. And Nochi v'Nochis, which is a din of Zov, they have the unique din of Masa of Evan Mismet. So they have all three tumis. Avoid Zore, case number two, he v'heseita. Avoid Zore is Tomei, the Heset is Tomei, Avoloy Evan Misma. Evan Misma is not Tomei, Avoloy Evan Misma Shalom. That is how the Chachamim hold. So, according to what Rabbi is saying, so the Chomim also, there's Tumas Masa. There's no Tumas Evan Misma. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Avoid Zore, he v'eseita v'Evan Misma Shalom. Rabbi Kiva says Avoid Zore has all three Tumas. Maga, Masa, and Evan Misma. That's how Rabbi said Pshat in the Barais. Rabbi Lozo metaretz l'taimei. Rabbi Lozo's metaretz l'taimei. Nochi v'nochis, hein v'seiton v'even misma shalem. As the Zovim the Rabbonim, they have all three tumis. Avoy de zore hi v'loi heseit. Avoy de zore is metame b'mage v'loi b'mase. Rabbi Kiva, I'm avoy de zore hi v'heseit. And he says, avoy de zore is metame b'mage u'v'mase. So we made greisen, and the greise stems according to everyone. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ve'even misma shalem garsinan gabi nochi v'nochis. By nochi v'nochis we have a din of a zov, so everyone is moide that they're metame be'even misma. Bein b'taretz to the rabbi, say according to rabbi, bein b'derabbi lezer. But Rabbi Loza, v'hoch yamdin, if I basra de meseches nide, nochi v'nochis metamim b'even misme. Rabbi Loza metaretz l'tamay, avoy de zore, hi v'loy aseita. V'loy maso, loy aseita means it's not metame b'maso, she'eino metamo b'maso. Period. So far so good. Maskif lo rav sheshet. So now, everything would have been good, but Rav Sheshes asks a kashe from one word. My hein. Now let us see how Rashi learns pshat in the kashe. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes, my hein. E. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, my hein. E. Rabbe v'Rabbe Lozo, Heset de bereise loshen masa mashmelohu. If you will say that Rabbi and Rabbi Loza hold that heset means masa, shehi situm. This is the Rishash's gilsa. Achirim, that others carried them behind no masa. The Baraisa is speaking about Tumas Masa. My hein vehe seitan, hein veloya seitan diktoni. So the word hein is shver, bein l'rabekiv, bein l'rabona. Why, how does hein come in? Now Rashi mentioned before the kash, ilam memre dehein atzmon tmeyim, that they're tome pshita. The toirim hein, if they're toir hesed minolu, you can't talk about hesed if there's a suffix if they're tome or not. So if you're talking about tumas hesed, so you're taking for granted that they're tome. As hochi, so don't talk about hein. Hochi, boy leflugi. Avoid zore, ein seiton tome. Rabbi Kiva Oima Heseita Tome. Don't talk about Hain. That was Rab Ashi's Kash. Maskiblo Rab Ashi, my Hain. Elo Omar Rab Ashi. So therefore, because of this Kasha, so Rab Ashi says that the whole pshat you had learned in the Baraisa is not true. You had learned Heseiton means that someone carried it. So hain is a problem. So what does hain mean? Ela omar Ravashi, hochi koma, nochi v'noches. Now Ravashi is explaining the Baraisa. Nochi v'noches. Bein hain shei situ es acherim. Heseiton means that the zova moved something else. Ubein acherim shei situ oisom. Hain means that someone picked them up. So the Baraisa is speaking about two cases. The Baraisa is speaking about, this is Harashilan's pshat the Baraisa. Hain means that they were picked up. Heseiton means that they moved something else. Bein hain shesitu esachem, ben achem shesitu oisom. Tmeim. Because they have a din of Zov, and a Zov has Tumas Hesed, that means if a Zov moves something else without touching it, he's also Metam. Avoy de Zore, Shehisito Acherim, Tahirim. If the Avoy de Zore moved something else, someone else, they are Tahir. Because we'll see in Rashi, when moving something else is equivalent to Evan Misma, and just like Rabba holds, according to the Chachamim, even Mismos not Metame, Hu Adin Shehisita Acherim, they're also Toil. That's a Mechudish Tekemasa. Acherim Shehisitu Oiso, but if someone carried the Avodah Zarah, Tmeyim. Misham Sheo, the Mishamshin, Bein Hein Shehisitu Es Acherim, Sai, the Avodah Zarah moved something else, by Nacherim Sheisito Aysam, or someone carried the Meshamshim, Tahirim. Rabbi Kiva Imar, Nochi, V'Nochis, V'Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Sheisito Es Acherim, by Nacherim Sheisito Aysam, Temeim, Meshamsheo, Bein Hein Sheisito Acherim, by Nacherim Sheisito Aysam, Tahirim. Now let us see Rashi, and Rashi explains the Baraisa. Zogt Rashi, Elo Omar Rav Ashi, Hochi Koma, Nochi V'Nochis, Bein Hein Shehisitu Acherim, that they moved something else, V'Hainu Heseiton Diktoni Bo, K'chol Hesed Shebemishne, it means that the Nochi and the Nochis moved something else. Bein acherim shehisitu oison, or someone lifted them up. Dahainu masa, v'zeh hein diktoni bebraise. Hein means they were picked up. Heseiton means they moved something else. V'hochi mashme hein v'aseiton the lishna de braise. Hein v'aseiton in the braise. Masa shehiskiru chachomim, the masa that the chachomim spoke, bin nochi v'nochis, about a nochi and a nochis, is as follows. Bein hein shehustu al yedei odom. Nochi v'nochis, say they were picked up. Bein heseito, kloima, ma shehisitu hein, they moved something else, Tmei. So the first din in the Baraisa is that Sai, someone picked up Azov. Nochi, which is Anochi, which is Azov Midarabonan. Sai Anochi moved something else, Tmeim. This top, the tome, the toiras zovim aleihem. The zov she who sat al yedei adam, a zov that was picked up to a person. Or he sit as the adam, or he moved the person. Ve'es kol davo timu is tome. This nan we learned in the Mishnah in zovim kol hanisa al gabei zov, something that was carried or was moved through a zov, tome. Vahainu hesit, the alfina lo b'meseches nida, we learn this out from a posik, v'vachol anegeya b'chol asheyiye tachtov, and the Gemara says pshat as follows, u'mukminen l'kro hosom al kochas b'hochi komen, v'chol anegeya, whatever will touch, the Gemara says means oichlem u'mashkin, b'chol asheyiye hazov tachtov, Tahainu nisa al gabi zov. That means as follows. If a zov is lying in a bed and there are 10 blankets on top of him. So the top blanket, which is on top of the zov, that's el yoinei shel zov, is a rishin letumim. Even though the zov did not touch it, but the zov is supporting it. So this is nisa al gabi zov. So we learn out from this pasuk v'chol hanegeya, whatever will touch, whatever means oichlan u'mashkin, will touch v'chol asheyiye, whichever will be tachtov. That means whatever is that the zov is underneath it, and this is on top of the zov, becomes tamei. So this is the makir of tumas hesed. Avoy de zore shehi sita es acherim tahirim. So the first halacha was that by Nochi v'Nochis, Hain v'Heseiton, say they were carried, say they moved something else, everything is coming. Because Nochi v'Nochis have a complete din of Zov v'Zov. Avoy de Zore, the next din, Shehi Sita es Acherim Tahirim. Hain v'Loy Heseiton. So what does that mean? Shehi Sita es Acherim Tahirim. The Iskish L'Sheret. Lohochi. It does not have a din of a nida legamri that a nida is metame betumes hesed. Shaloi tetame loy behesed v'loy be'evin mismo. This is the svar of the chachomim. The chachomim hold that only legabi tumes maso avay de zore is a din of nida. Aber legambi tumes hesed and tumes evin mismo avay de zore does not have a din of nida. Valibe de rabbe, kometaretz lo rabashin. Rabbe is metaretz alibe de rabashi is metaretz alibe de rabbe. Acherim shesituot tmeim, vahainu masa. Umay de rabbonon, de metame be masa, diskish lenide. So that's hein veloy haseiton. If they were carried, the person becomes tamei. If the avoy de zorim moved something else, they do not become tamei. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Avoy de Zore, Nami ke Nochi ve Nochis. Avoy de Zore is equivalent to Nochi ve Nochis, which are Zove Zove. Is Bein Shehi Sito, Sai, the Avoy de Zore moved something else. Bein Shehu Sto, Sai, the Avoy de Zore was carried. Hu Adin Levin Mismo, Hu Adin Evin Mismo, the Iskish Lenide. Vahochi, Narashi has his over. V'hochi toni ravashi lebraise alibe de rabbe. This is our ravashi saying pshat in the braise according to rabbe. Nochi v'nochis. Hein. Hein means hamasa shalhem, if they were carried. V'heseiton, or they moved something else. They're both tome. Avoy de zore, second in, avoy de zore, he, hamasa shalom, if she was carried, the person is tome. V'loy haseito, but if the avoy de zore moved something else, it does not become tummy. Misham sheho, the misham she avoy de zore, loy hein, v'loy haseito. There's no tumis masi whatsoever, there's only a tumis mage, according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no tumis masa by mishamshin. That got you. this is according to the Chachamim. I'm sorry. Who didn't have a miss? But this guy should lead the Bochitani Ravashi Lebraise. Ali Bederabe. Nochi Venochis Hein Hamasa Sholahen. Vesaitam. So it's Tomei. Avodah Zarah, say they were carried, say they carried something else. Avodah Zarah, Yamasa Shalah. Avodah Zarah was carried, Veloi Hesaitam. Mishamsheh, this is according to the Chachamim. Mishamsheh, Loi Hein, Veloi Hesaitam. Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Rabbi Kiva says, Nochi v'nochis. Avodah Zarah, all have one din. Hein, v'hesaiton, is everything is tummy. Say they were carried, or say the Avodah Zarah moved something else. Mishamsheha, loy hein, v'loy hesaiton. The Mishamshim, there's no din to mismasin, there's no din to mishesed. That is how Rav Ashi said pshat in the Baraisa, according to Rabbi. Umemele le Rabbi Loza, according to Rabbi Loza, metaretz lo Rav Ashi hochi, according to Rabbi Loza, the Bulsay Psham the Baraisa as follows. Nochi v'nochis hein v'heseiton. Nochi v'nochis, that is a din hein v'heseiton, that if they're carried, or they carried something else, or they move something else. Avoide zore umesham sheho, they have the same din according to the Chachamim Aliva de Rabbi Loza. Loi hein v'loi eseiton. Not if they were carried, and not if they moved something else. Avodah Zarah misham she'o loi the Chachamim, only have to mismage. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, nochi v'nochis hein v'eseiton. Nochi v'nochis, say they were carried, they moved something else, in their tummy. Avodah Zarah hi. Avodah Zarah was carried, it's tummy to mismase. The loy heseita, hesed is the equivalent of a misma that a filu Rabbi Kiva holds is not tome. The bemasa mitamye, the loy bevin misma, the udum yid the hesed. Mishamshin loy hein, the loy heseiton, kach nirali sug yezu. The loy pirshu Rabbi Seinu kein. The hein pirshu. Now, before we say Rashi, how the Rabbi Seinu learned pshat in the Gemara's Kasha and Ravashi's Kasha, let me tell you Oisin Veinik. The Ramban brings down this pshat of the Rabbi Seinu, this is the pshat of the Rimegash. And in Rimegash, the Kasha is as follows. Let us go according to the way Rabbi Lozo learns pshat in the Baraisa. Rabbi Loza learns pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about three things. It is speaking about nochi v'nochis. It is speaking about avodah zarah. And it is speaking about mishamsheh. Now, the Baraisa says, hein v'loy haseiton. Hein v'loy haseiton. Now, hein v'loy haseiton would mean that al kolponim, two of the three things have similar halachas. Because there are three different things. There's nochi, there's avodah zarah, and mishamsheh. According to Rabbi Loza, according to the Chachamim, there are two things which have similar halachas. Which two things have similar halachas? Avodah zarah and mishamsheh. Both of them have the halacha that they are metame b'mage, and there's no tumis masa. So according to Rabbi Lozo, the hein v'loy haseiton is speaking about the last two bovis, about avodah zarah and about mishamsheh. Now let us go further. According to Rabbi Lozo, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says hein v'haseiton. Now this already is a problem according to Rabbi Kiva. Because what is the hein? What two things have similar halachas according to Rabbi Kiva? Avoid as nochi v'nochis is metame be'evin misma. Avoid the zore is only metame be'masa. So where do you have a hein? And mishamshin is only metame be'maget. So according to Rabbi Lozo, the hein of the sefer is a sore thumb. There are three different cases, and all of them have different dinim. You cannot put two cases together, hein veheseitam, because there are no two cases which are similar. So according to Rabbi Lozo, the hein of Rabbi Kiva is shver. According to Rabbi Lozo, the hein of the Chachomim is not shver at all. The hein is including avodah zarah u'misham she'el, and it's hein v'loy heseiton. They're metame b'mage, they're not metame b'hesed. That is according to Rabbi Lozo. According to Rabbi, it's punfakel. The hein of Rabbi Kiva is givaldik. The hein of Rabbi Kiva is hein v'heseiton. You have two cases which are similar. Nochi v'nochis and avodah zarah have mamish the same din. Avodah zarah has tumas nida legamri. Whatever nochi v'nochis has, avodah zarah also has. So hein v'heseiton is gevaldig good. But in the reisha, according to Rabbi, according to the Chachamim, there are three different cases. Nochi v'nochis is metame. Nochi v'nochis is metame b'maso yebehesed v'evin misme. Avodah zarah is metame b'mage u'b'maso. And misham shem are not metame b'anything, only b'mage. So you do not have two cases which have the same din. So in other words, according to Rabbi, the hein of the Chachomim Mishver, and according to Rabbi Lozor, the hein of Rabbi Kiva Yishver. This is how the Chachomim learned Pshat. This is how the Rabbis of Shul Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. V'loi pirshu Rabbiseinu kein. So Rashi says, my Rebbes did not learn the way I learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. I learned Pshat the Gemara's Kashi is that the word heim is extra. If you're speaking about hesed, there's nothing left to speak about heim. V'heim pirshu, they learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha, my heim, what is the heim? The atkafte de Rav Ashi ad de Rabbi Kiva koi. So Rashi is bringing now the kasha of Rav Ashi and Rabbi Kiva according to Rabbi Lozo. V'loi kasha lei, what is the kasha? Ele de toni lo beloshen Rabbi. Why, how can Rabbi Kiva say heim, if it apply, if it is, there's a loshen rabbi. V'hochi kashel. Ki ben de rabbi ki v'avay de zore l'chudikoi. He's only speaking about avay de zore. Amai tone hein v'eseitem. Avay de zore is unique. It does not have the same aloch of nochi v'nochis. Amai tone hein v'eseitem. Hi v'eseitem boi lo lemiste. It should have said hi v'eseitem. So Rashi says, I do not appreciate their kasha. The kasha li tuva begavo, because they have a lot of kashas. Chode de loyat kafti, it is not a kasha. Why? The kivin da amoron, the masnisin machsarti, we said that the Mishnah is missing words. Vaisufi moisifin alo, shapi misne bohein le rabbi kivin, bein le rabbi. According to Rabbi, the hain is good, which is poshit, and he's going to say, according to Rabbi Lozo, it's also good. Why? The bein le Rabbi, the koma, Rabbi Kiva, akuli koma, the koma, and he says, hain, vehe seiton, ve'evan misma sholahem, according to Rabbi, it's very good, the hain, in Rabbi Kiva, because sai nochi v'nochis, Sai avodah zarah have mamish the same halachas. Hein v'seitan v'ave mishma shalem. Is Rabbi Lozo nami koi akul d'hochi koma Rabbi Kiva. Avodah zarah le'inyen heset ahaynu masa kenochi v'nochis. V'kulon hein v'seitan. So Rashi wants to say they passed a hein according to Rabbi Lozo alibi the Rabbi Kiva also. What is the hein? Legabi tumas masa, you have two which have the same aloche. Sai nochi v'nochis, and sai avodah zarah is hein v'seiton, that they're tomei, and there's tumas masa. And that's what we're speaking about. V'hochi toni Rabbi Kiva, this is what Rabbi Kiva said. Nochi v'nochis avodah zarah, hein v'seiton. that both have the same deal. We're not speaking about Evan Misme. We're speaking about Hesaiton, which is Masa. So in Masa, we have two which have the same aloche. Nochi and Nochi is Navay de Zore, de Tomi be Maga, de Tomi be Masa. That is, so Rashi doesn't understand the Kasha. But oi, Maishne, de loi Miflegi benesitu le hustu ele betaratza de Rabashi. The second Kasha is Rashi asks, why does the Gemara speak about the difference between if they were carried, or the Avodah Zarah carried something else, dafke the Teretz Rabashi, umay duchki leflugi buhu, why did the Gemara just now speak about these two inyonim? He loved the hain de b'raise mashmalei shehu sotu. This is the way I said that hain means that they were carried. He said to mashmalei shehu sotu. So then the Kasha is the way Rashi had said. Ba'oi de saif saif betirutze de Rabashi, loy metarzat kaftke. Di hain mishum mage misham shekomar. So what, Ilufiyemis, what is the hain? If the hain is, they did not want to say that the hain is on avodah zarah with nochi v'nochis, because nochi v'nochis has even misma. And avodah zarah only has masa. So what is, what the hain is going, that tzai avodah zarah, And Sai Mishamshim have to mismage. The Hain Mishamage Mishamsher Koma is Hain Veloya Satan. Mishamshim. So the Gemara asks Akasha like this. Bishloime Acherim Sheisito Oiso Mashkachaslo. If someone carried Davoy de Zore, so that's possible. Elohi Sheisita Acherim. But how is it possible now by the Zohar should move something else? And now by the Zohar is can't move. How can now by the Zohar move something else? Heichi mashkachaslo. How could you have hesed of now by the Zohar? Omar Romi berei de Rav Yehve kidisnan. No, there's a way that now by the Zohar can move something else. Kidisnan, if you have a scale, something equivalent to a seesaw. Hazov bechaf meiznayim. On one side you have a zov. Va'oichlim umashkin bechaf shniyeh. And you have food on the other side. Kora hazovs, if the zov weighed more than the food, so it comes out, the zov through his weight lifted up the food on the other side of the scale. Korah hazov, the zov was machia tmeim. So the food is mekabel tumis. That is hesed hazov. So we can have the same spielichel with an avodah zarah. That's the hesed of avodah zarah also. You put avodah zarah in one side of the scale, and the other side of the scale was food. So if the avodah zarah was heavier than the food would become tumim. That is hesed of avodah zarah. Now it says weiter koru hein tahirin. But if it was the other way around, that the food weighed more than the zav, so then they are tahir. And this Rashi is going to explain. Let us see Rashi. Heichi mashkachaslo. How is it possible shachefet avodah zarah yasit odom is able to move a person? How could avodah zarah do such a thing? So the Gemara says it's possible with a scale. Kora hazov tmeim. If the zov was machia, the zov weighed more than the food, so everything that is on the other side is tomei. Why is it that way? Shirei hi siton zov. The zov moved it. Ve'eseite shel zov ki hai gav niksiv. This is the case of hesed shel zov. Bein bekelim, say the zov moved kelim. Bein be adam, say the zov moved the adam. Bein be oichlin umashkin. So we have three cases that the hesed of zov could be metame, oichlim, kelim, and the adam. Now Rashi explains. Bekelim ksiv. By kelim it says as follows. Ukli cheres ashe yiga boy hazov. The pasuk says, if a zav will touch a kli cheres, it is tame. Tanya b'toyres koyanim. Now, what is it talking about over here? Yochel yitamenu me'achoyrov. If the zav touched the kli cheres from the outside of the keli, that can't be. Nemakam boy. Kli cheres asheyiga boy. Boy means in the keli. V'nema loholom asher tebush al boy. Just like you cook in the keli, so the zav touched the inside of the keli. Ma loholom me'aviroi. Just like you cook in the inside, afkan me'aviroi. So the pasuk is not telling me that he touched the outside. He touched the inside. Nusavus eshlech. Im kein lo menem asheyiga boy. So what does the pasuk have to tell us? That if a zav touched the inside of a kli cheres, it's tamei pshite. Migora mishar tumois. Shemetamem kli cheres ma'aviron. Why shouldn't a zav be able to mimetam a kli cheres from the inside? Kiven dechsiv gabe shrotzen. If the Torah says a sheres will fall into the inside of a kli cheres, the kli cheres is mekabel tume. So why does the pasuk have to tell me a zav? A zav is more chomer than a sheres. So what is pshat in this pasuk? Uklicheres asheyiga boy hazov. Elo lohavi magoi shehu kekuloi vafilu meachoyrev veizel zehesetoy. So this yiga is not speaking that he physically touched it. No, it means that the whole keli was moved through the zov. Magoi shehu bikuloi are the same. That means a mage that he affected the whole kli cheres. The whole kli cheres was moved through him. And that is equivalent, that's the yigaboy. So here we see that a zav is metamei a keli behesed. That it's keilu nogaboy. Because the inside was also affected by the zav, was also moved by the zav. Beizeh zehesetoy. The gabi odom nami. How do we know that a zav is metama odom behesed? It says v'cholashi yigaboy hazav. If the zav will touch him, will become tummy. V'im ishum mage hoksiv negei b'psar hazav. There's a different puzzle that says if a person touches psar hazav. Elulahavi magoy. Elulahavi magoy shu kikulay pilu me'achayrav. Ve'ize zeheseitay. The same thing. If the zav was meisit an adam, it's keilu noga bekulay. It's keilu he touched him, and the person becomes tummy. The gabi oichlum a mashkin tane v'chol kli eitzi shotev b'mayim. Amar Rav Shimon amabos elulam dein. What is it teaching us? Im lulam eitzi yitamei hazav kli shetev b'mage. If it's telling us that the zav is able to be metame akeli, sheyesh loy tefila b'mikveh. You don't need a pasuk. The pasuk says if a person touches azov, he has to wash his begodim. Im hanegeya boy, if a person touched azov and the begodim did not touch the azov, yichabes begodov shehen kli shetef, which these are begodim akelim which yesh lam tvila b'mikve b'maga hu atma. If the azov touched the begodim, lo yitame kli shetef b'maga. So we learn that Sayan Odom, Sayak Licheres, Say Oichlin, the Mashkin, the Klishetef, that were moved through Azov, the Mekabotum is Hesed, it's Kiilu Nogaboy Azov, and all of them become Arishin Letumim. So the Moshel is, and you have a case of a scale. If you have a case of a scale, and a zav weighs down, and through his weight, the oichlim and mashkim or odom and kalim are lifted up, it says ke'ilu noga behem, they all become arishin letumim. That's a din kora hazav tmei. And this same din will apply by avodah zarah according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi. Koru hein, what if it's the other way around? That these things were heavier than the zav, and they lift up the zav, the nosu hein es azav, they lifted up the zav, tohoirin, they are toyer. So Rashi explains, this nan we learned in the Mishnah, kol shehazov nisa olo, whatever is carrying a zov, tohir, is tohir, chutz, there are three things which are tamei. Min haroi lemishka, something that's oimit to become a mishka, u'moisha, something that's roi to be a moisha, ve'ha odom, that's the Rishash's girse, the Mulayarayim's girse. And the odom that carries a zov is also tamei, if he carried him. Abel, kol shal kelim ve'oichlim, a keli that is not roi to be a mishka, or oichlim, which is ichanad roi to become a mishka, they have a different purpose in life. Ein metami machmas mishka v'moisha. They don't have to miss mishka v'moisha. Kiddisanya, because we learned mishka v'moisha is only mishi miyuchid liyeshiva, something that's oimed to be sat on. Yotza zesha oimrim amoid v'nasim alachteinu, but something that's not oimed liyeshiva, nazov sit on it, so we'll tell him, Rav Yid, stand up, we want to do something with this keli. This keli is not oimed liyeshiva. So any keli that is not oimed li yeshiva, or a food about the gibis which is not oimed li yeshiva, is not mitamet tumeth mishka v'moisha. Ulamehevi afilu rishin l'tumeh, not only, mishka v'moisha is another tumeh. Ulamehevi afilu rishin l'tumeh machmas mas azov namiloi. The chiksiv mas azov, that thing that if a person carries azov, he becomes a rishin. Ba'odam psi, v'anoisei oisam. Ba'od ha'omalel v'nochi, v'nochis v'avaydezore she'isitom ha'acherem t'meim, that they move something else, ba'odam kamrinam. She'isitom ha'acherem, that ha'acherem move them, ba'odam kamrinam, that is tumis masa. Because tumis masa only applies by odam. Keman ozlo, ha'desanye, Kol at so bekitzer we have here anegei alonu as follows is that we have here a machlokes rabo in rabo lozo that if there is tumas hesed that means if an avayde zore will move something else will move a person will that person or move a keli will that become tamei. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it will become Tomei. According to the Chachomim, it won't become Tomei. And according to Rabbi Loz, according to no one, it will become Tomei. Eloha desanye, kol atmeyeis, hameisitois tohoireis, we learned a baraisa, all tmeyeis, all things that are Tomei, that moved something else, tohoireis, all these things are toil. Chutz mehaseitei shel zov, besides a zov. Shleimotzinu loichova v'chol ha-toyre kula. Like the Gemara, leime de loike Rabbi Kiva. So it comes out this is not like Rabbi Kiva. The ike Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi, ike nami avoy de zor. Avoy de zor is also metama behesed. And the Baraisa says, we don't find tumas hesed, only by Hesaita Shalzov Shalimatsina Loichova. So this Lachair is not according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, Afilotayim Rabbi Kiva. Tanizov, Vachol de Domilei. Avoid the Zor is because it's Hukish Lazov. It's Hukish Lanide. So Mamele, that's Zov. That's Tumazide. So the Baraisa could go according to Rabbi Kiva also. Zot Rashi, Kol Atmeye Samasita Sacherim. All tumis which move something else, kigoyim bekaf meiznayim. Oy odom tomei meis shehisit es chaveri. Tahirin. That means kolat meis that sherets or other things that are meisit or an odom tomei meis that meisit es chaveri bepoil is that does not become tomei. Shleimetino loy bishar tumis shebeter alo bezov. V'chol de domi loy, dosti mi rabu yedizov, v'y dizor emi nida gomri v'hain azov. Period. So that is already the end of this complicated sugya. Boi Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Rav Chama Bar Gurya kler da shayla. Havoy dizor e yeshno lo eivorim oy eino lo eivorim. Now this, we had mentioned already the shayla before. We said an avoy dizor e is tomei. That is if you have the complete Avodah Zarah. What if the Avodah Zarah has limbs, and you took off one limb? Does this have Tumas Avodah Zarah? Yes or no? So there are two Lashonos in the Gemara. So the first Lashon holds as follows. If it is possible to put it back together to an amateur, you don't have to be a professional to put it back together, loiti boila. So it's no shaila. The chiman de mechabris dummy. So it's, if a hedjit, you put it back together, so it's like it's together already. So memela, so there's no shaila. It's like, even separated, it's like it's together already, because there's no kunst to put it back together. Kiti boiloch, heiche de ein hedjit, yoche laharzira. The shaila is where a hedjit can put it back together. So now it's take, so it's not considered like one big avodah zarah. It's limbs. My. Kivin dein hedjit yoche laharzira, kiman de metavre domi. Since a hedjit can't put it back together, so it's considered broken off. Now it's considered an entity bifnei atzmoi. It is not considered one big avodah zarah. Oy dilme holay mechasra. It's not broken. Nothing's missing. It's just taken apart. Good, you have to be a kunsel to know how to put it back together again. But since theoretically it can be put back together through a professional, so could be, it also has tumis avodah zarah on it. Or maybe not. Ve'ike de boilo lahachgis. Other said the shayla was faker. Heicha de ein hedjit yochel lahachzira. If a hedjit can't put it back together, loiti boilo. That's ikha no shayla. The chemand the metavre domi, it's like it's broken, it's separated, it's an entity b'fnei atzmoi. Kiti boiloch legabi tumis avay dezor the gemar klev heiche the hedyet yochel lahachzira. What he could put it back together. My keeping the hedyet yochel lahachzira chemand the metavre domi, it is just like it is together already. I dilma hashta miya kashalve v'shari. Or maybe it is taken apart. Now, fault it's not put together. The take. So the Gemara blibes by a take. Agav ulche, we are speaking about fremden yonim, but I once saw brought down in a sefer something which is yonai geyas. There are sometimes difficulties in tevel kalim. You buy a keli from a goy, and there's problems in tevling it. Let's say electrical kalim. You'll tevel it, it'll be getevel, but you only have a keli maybe, it might break. So there is an eitzah b'chlal by tvilas kelim. There's a very lomdisha eitzah how to tevel something without a mikveh. How does one do that? So the eitzah is as follows. You take it apart, and then you put it back together again. So what's the lomdisha? What did you accomplish? So you cut, the whole din of tvilah is a keli that was made through a goy. The minute you take it apart, so it's ice keli, and the yid puts it back together again, so now, a yid made the keli, so mamele you don't need tefillah. That's a lomdish way, how to tevel a keli without a mikveh. So others, klara shayla, if you have an electrical keli, let's unscrew the plug, let's take the plug apart, so it doesn't work anymore, and then we'll put it back together again, and baruch Hashem, it's a keli nasa, ayidei Yisrael. So I saw that's brought down, that's no good. Because since a hedjit can also do it, it's not kun to take out the... If you want to take it apart, you should take it apart. And after you take it apart, you have to go to the store to fix it together. But then maybe like something the ganze geshef. I'll call upon him, but here we have this svara over here. We have this svara, heiche de hedjit yochel achzira kemande mechabra domi. We have this svara in the Gemara. That if a hedjit can put it together, so nothing happened. It's not considered... Keila was taken apart. Now the Gemara is one tzad, and Tumis Avodah Zarah, maybe Tumis Avodah Zarah, Afilu Heicha Dehedit Yochel Achzira will be toil. That's a Miyuchad Gedin and Tumis Avodah Zarah, which is kill. Let us see Rashi. Yeshna Laivorim, Kigoin Shel Chulyais, Yeshna Letumosa Eiver Eiver Eiloi. The hedjit yochel achzira, shein tzarech umen lekach. You don't need a professional to put it back together. Yeah. Zok de gemara weiter, take it. Boi ravachad boi barami. Avoi de zore pchuse mikizayis mal. What is the halacha if you have an avoi de zore? And we'll see the gemara means even though it's a complete avoi de zore, but it's a minute avayda zore. It's less than a kezayis. And the shaila is legabi tumet. Is this mekabel? Is this metame? Maskiv lo Rav Yosef lebay. Ilay melingin isure. If you're speaking about the isar avayda zore, lo yehei ela zvuv bal ekroy. It should not be worse than there was the Baal Ekrain. The Avodah Zarah of Ekrain was a Zvuv. And we'll see this Zvuv was not only did it have a form of a Zvuv, but it was minute as a Zvuv. Why? The Sanya. Vayasimu Baal Bris Leilohim. Vayasimu Lehem Baal Bris Leilohim Zvuv Baal Ekrain. That each person, took with them, they were kairis bris with this avodah zarah, melameid shekol echad ve'echad also the mus yerosai imenichai b'seich kisai. He put it in his kiss, he put it together with the pennies and nickels, he put this zvuv. Kimin shezoicho, whenever he reminded himself of the zvuv, meitzio miteich kisai umechapko menashka. Al kaponim, so this was here. We see that the din of iser avodah zarah is a fellow. It's smaller than a kezayis. It's also as a shame avodah zarah. It's called alehim. It's called avodah zarah. Hello. So what is the shail? Not legabi iser. Leinyan tume. The shail is legabi tumes avodah zarah. My. What is the shail? Given the iskish l'sheret. Since we see. That avodah zarah is kish l'sheretz. Ma sheretz b'chadosh, af avodah zarah iname b'chadosh. So memele. So it is mekabel tum, even though it's less than, it is metamem, sorry, even though it's less than a kezayis. Avodah zarah is metamem, it's the size of a lentil. Aydil mo ha'is kish l'meis. We'll see there's a hekish of avodah zarah to meis. Ma meis b'kezayis, af avodah zarah b'kezayis. That was the shail of the Gemara. Omar Rav Ivye v'itayim rabba barule toshma. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa. Avodah zarah techusa mikezayis ein bo tume kolika. The Abaraisa says, klol, that there's no tume. Shenema, that's the second time of the Chakire. Vayashlech esafore al kever b'nei hom. That it means, so kever b'nei hom means meisim. Ma meisim b'kezayis af avodah zarah b'kezayis. Frek the Gemara. The Rabbonon, the Gemara is now a kasha on the Rabbonon. It's meiredik. Lamai hilchas iskish l'sheretz, v'loi metame b'masa. There's the coolest of sheretz, that is not metame b'masa. L'nide, the ain't olei vorim. L'meis, the loi metame b'chadoshe. So every limud you use l'kula. Eima l'chumre, why didn't you say l'chumre? Lamai hilchas akshe rachmona l'sheretz, l'tmui b'chadoshe. Lenide letemuye bevin misma, akshachmana lemeis letemuye ba'oil. So why did you learn out all the kulis? So the Gemara answers: Tumis avodah zarah the rabbonon he. The whole tum of avodah zarah is not an emesalim; it's only a rabbonon. Vekule vechumre lekule makshinin lechumre loy makshinin. Zot Rashi pshusam ikezayis vishleim. Linyan Issa Liyosta Bano, there's no Shiloh. Machapka Menashke, Vizel Loshim Bris Ava Vechibe. Alma Dukimbo, Bavoidizori, Oiskish Lameshke Lakamon, Al Kevo Bneyom. Barabona Lamayhulchasat Kaftehi Larabona. Domi Enimetame Bemasa. Lamayhulchas Omer Libai, Viskish Lanida, Daniel Levor. Ole Sheretz, Lemetamina Bemasa. Lemeit, Enimetama Bachadoshe, Kulu Lakulo. Eima Kulu Lachumre. So the Gemara answers, the Rabbonon, the Chol Anach HaKesh, is Divrei Kabbalah Ninu, Vasmachta Ba'alme, so Memele, they go to Kulu. The Shakes, the Shaktenu, Lav Loshen Sheretz Mamishu, Ale Ikekra, Lachanis Lo Shem Lignai Oso.